So I've received a question from Dave, who asks, as a freelance developer, how do you handle web content? Do clients write their own, or should I hire a web writer? As I'm neither a developer or a freelancer, Dave, I'm probably not the best person to answer this question. However, I can share some thoughts with you on the subject, and hopefully people will fill in the gaps in the comments. After 20 years of building websites for clients, I'm still amazed at how completely clients underestimate the work involved in creating content for their websites. I'm also gobsmacked every time a client happily pays for design and development but won't spend a penny on content creation. It's as if the very reason for a website existing, to communicate key messages through content, is of secondary importance compared to technology and design. So how do we go about changing this perception? In most cases, I use a couple of approaches. First, I put considerable effort into emphasising just how big a job content creation is. Essentially, I endeavour to scare the client into seeing it as a near impossible task. I overemphasise what is involved, not to deceive them, but to counterbalance the fact that they're underestimating the task. Second, I push them to be as specific as possible about their commitments. We write into the agreement milestones for when they will deliver content. Where possible, we also associate penalties if they fail to meet those milestones, either financial or in oftentimes slippage, that the project will slip back if they fail to meet a milestone. I push them to tell me exactly who is going to be responsible for content creation and what their availability is like. By pinning them down to specifics, you're able to show if they haven't got dedicated sufficient resources to fulfill the task. Once the scope of the task has been laid out, the client may realise that they don't have adequate resources, and this allows you to bring in an outside expert. Of course, the problem isn't just limited to availability. There's also an issue of capability. Many clients are under the impression that because they can write well, they're capable of writing for the web. I'll be honest, this is a pretty hard perception to counteract. It's made worse by the fact that they think they'll save money if they write it themselves. It may indeed save them money, but as I've already demonstrated, it will cost them a lot in time. I tend to send them a lot of material on the subject of writing for the web. This makes you look helpful, but at the same time demonstrates that it's harder than it looks. I share various articles I've written on the subject and also give them a basic fact sheet I have written. Anything to get them to realise the challenges involved. If they accept they need help but don't have the budget to do anything about it, like getting a dedicated writer, then I suggest that they might want to attend a workshop or read an appropriate book. One thing I would definitely avoid is using lorem ipsum. Doing so lets the client off the hook and does nothing to move the content of the website forward. Instead, I recommend writing some sample copy yourself and suggesting that unless the copy is replaced, it will go live. You will be amazed at how quickly the client will replace your copy when they see how bad it is. Putting some sample copy in place also gives them a starting point to work from, which clients find useful in most cases because they're not starting from a blank canvas. Of course, my experience as somebody running an agency is slightly different to that of a freelancer, so I would love to hear the opinions of others on how they work with clients to produce content. Post your thoughts in the comments below.